Thank you for joining Let's Do It Radio, where we have listeners worldwide listening on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. I welcome you if this is your first time listening. Today is Friday, February 26, 2021. I am Miss Inez, your hostess for the evening, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Valcourt Designs, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, with my guest host today, Perry Whaley, Vitiligo Man of Action out of Atlanta, Georgia, who will be bringing us Vibing with Vitiligo for the Vitiligo community, and his topic is Friendship with Vitiligo. If you have a product or business, you can bring it in to Do It On The Mall, where all of these entrepreneurs can be found on the homepage of Do It On The Mall under the Clients Carousel. Sharon Frazier, cosmetic representative for Florence Roberts, and Color Me Beautiful, and Avon, and the Consulting Room, where you can purchase your wigs, weave, and hair braids, relaxers, and other hair products. Pay Pro V, publishing company, owner is Laquita Parks. The Asher Theater, first black-owned theater on Myrtle Beach, owned by Dane Stevens III, man of many voices. Also, Wealth Think Bank, owner Dr. Ralph Still, Esquire, attorney at law, and he's in Dallas, Texas. Do It All in the Mall is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall of over 5,000 stores for all your needs. You can shop while listening to entertainment in the comfort of wherever you are. You can make that difference, not only nationwide, but worldwide. So stop by and take a tour and shop. So please join the conversation today by calling or Skyping during the show to 845-241-9985. Do It All in the Mall does not own any of the rights of the music or commercials or clips you hear on today's show. We first want to have it. We have a caller with the last floor of 6976. Will you please identify yourself and let us know where you're calling from? Oh, excuse me. Hold on just a second. I guess I need to bring you in. One moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this song, Two Tall Giants.
Hey. Hello, and how are you?
What's happening, Two Tall?
Welcome.
What's up, man? You all right? Congratulations. Yeah, man. Thanks, man. I've been working, man.
Oh, I know you've been working, man. You've been putting that work in.
Yeah, for sure. Got to. It's imperative, you know what I'm saying? I'm on a mission.
Without a shadow of a doubt. You're going to win the mission.
You said what?
No, I said you're going to win the mission.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
more definitely.
Welcome, Tuto, and congratulations on your wedding and your marriage and your new journey in life. Welcome and congratulations.
More definitely, thanks.
And that was Sharon speaking to you. That was Sharon speaking to you. We're going to play a short video on Black History Video and then a song, Why Can't We Be Friends, by War.
Happy Black History Month. We may have all seen pictures where we have come together to march and riot in protest for Black Lives Matter. So I'm going to help you by giving you an idea of how to make Black Lives Matter, and make our community grow by keeping wealth in our communities. Yes, I'm talking about doitallinthemall.com. There is no membership to shop. It is free to shop. It brings power back to our communities instead of our money empowering other communities. You still get to shop at all of your favorite stores. But because you're shopping through Do It All in the Mall, the commission we receive from our retailers who are a part of the website, we put it back into our communities so we can meet some of our people's needs. So if you really want to make a difference and not just talk about Black Lives Matter, let's make our lives matter. Join us at doitallinthemall.com, and let's do this. Make this the year a year you will do all your shopping through doitallinthemall.com, and be sure to visit our Afrocentric section, which has 48 black-owned business and products. Yes, we have reached over 5,000 stores. More stores are added daily. You can order all your apparel, even your beauty products, business, employment, education, fabrics and craft, financial, food and drinks, games and tech, home and goods, international, medical products, medical CBD, hemp THC products, outdoor, pets, religious and funerals, sports, travel and toys, Uber, DoorDash, Fiverr, even Pizza Hut, Safeway, Kroger's. As I said, we have everything, and what we don't have, just let us know by sending us a contact form. Use the chat box on the homepage. Thank you. If you like this video, please give us a thumbs up by clicking like.
Welcome, Perry Whaley, Vitiligo Man of Action, out of Atlanta, Georgia, bringing to us Vibing with Vitiligo for the Vitiligo community. The topic of the evening is Friendships with Vitiligo. Take it away, Perry.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, this is Perry, the Vitiligo Man of Action, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia tonight. And it's an honor to be here. And tonight's topic is about friendship and with vitiligo. Now, do I have my brother Two-Tone here? Is he on the line?
Yes,
yeah,
you
I'm
do.
On the line.
All right. You know, tonight, Mr. Two-Tone, before I introduce you, we're going to let you know the topic is friendships with vitiligo. And before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen, I have a guest from Atlanta, Georgia tonight. And his name is Two-Tone, but I'm going to let him introduce himself and tell you what he's doing and what fantastic things are happening in his life. And without further ado, we want to invite you on the show, Mr. Two-Tone. Y'all give him a round of applause.
Yay! Welcome.
Yeah. Welcome. How y'all
welcome.
Doing tonight? My name is Two-Tone Johnson. I'm representing Atlanta. You know, I've created the whole beautiful movement, you know, and just basically, you know, movement trying to spread awareness in our community, you know, encouraging people to love themselves, you know what I'm saying, cherish themselves, value themselves, you know, and, you know, I do music here in Atlanta, and I'm just excited, you know, to be able to be here on behalf of the vitiligo community in representation in the music world. And I'm doing music, you know. I dropped a beautiful video. It's on YouTube. It's on all platforms. We currently have about 7,000-8,000 views on the video. It did really well on TikTok. You know, and I'm just happy to be able to stand up for the community and provide strength and courage through, you know, the art of music.
Well, it's kind of ironic that tonight's topic, Two-Tone, is friendships and vitiligo, and this will be an ideal question to come to you and ask you directly. Since you have found people in the community of vitiligo, how many people or have you built friendships? Is everybody that has vitiligo your friend or acquaintance? Or is it just that in some people you just have this condition and that's all you have? Or my main question is, do you think that everybody with vitiligo are friends?
I think everybody with vitiligo are probably drawn to be friends, being that we all share the same struggle, you know. And, you know, because it's crazy because, like, maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I didn't really have any friends with vitiligo. You know, I met the first person I met with vitiligo, actually, you know, communicated with and built a friendship with was Miss Denise, Chamberlain.
Yes, I'm very familiar with Denise.
And she kind of introduced me to the Facebook community, like the vitiligo community, on the Facebook platform. And ever since then, like, you know, I've built, like, lifelong friendships, especially, like, with you, Mr. Perry. You know, I've gained a lot of life friends through the vitiligo community. You know what I'm saying? I'm forever thankful for that, you know, because there's nothing like having friends, being friends, having a relationship with people who share the same struggle as you do, you know, so I'm forever grateful for that. And I do believe, like, that everybody that has vitiligo that I come in contact with is kind of like an automatic bond, you know, instantly because, like I said, we share the same struggle. So I'm grateful for all the friendships and all the relationships I've gained and developed, you know, through the music and just through having vitiligo because I have some real friends, a lot of people that I check on, you know, often and talk to often. So yeah, I do believe that people with vitiligo, like, have an instant bond when needing to communicate and networking with each other.
Well, I'm going to say this, man. You hear me, Two-Tone?
Yes, sir.
I'm just going to say, you know, it's truly an honor privilege to be able to be in your presence, because you know, as I said, we met, and it's a wonderful thing to be. Oh, I think better relationships together, you know, in the bit of like a community. But when it came down to me and you, I think you and I have had a great relationship. All right, and I think tonight, Tuto, I think tonight we got a clip that we want to play your song tonight, man, so people can get a feel that how beautiful friendships can grow from being beautiful with vitiligo.
Of course, no doubt.
Miss Annette?
Yes, sir.
When would you like to play that clip?
Now as good as time as any.
Yes, let's just hear it and see it and see what it sounds like.
EBU mixtapes. Vitiligo music.
Versatilla sound.
B-I-T-I. Beat it. Moves we making it moves. Steps we taking. Six steps. I do it for the nation. Sweat. This nation. Beat it. Vitiligo sensation. I'm a sensation. Biddy ain't faking. I do it for the nation.
It was many days I prayed for the Lord to make a way for me to get over the things I can't change before I go insane. No pain, but the same remain on my skin. Man, you know what I'm saying? I represent the vision, and if you're with me, you know we ain't playing. I'm connected worldwide, from the V to the I to the T to the I. For the video, right? Promoting nothing but pride. Rock the ticket from the south to the north and out west, this to the capital, everything factual. Now I'm trying to get a passport. Vinny about to go international.
Moves we making it moves. Steps we taking, six steps. I do it for the nation. Big nation. Feel it like a sensation.
I'm a sensation.
Biddy ain't faking.
I ain't faking.
I do it for the nation.
Feel it
like a nation. Do it for the 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 nation.
Feeling like I'm so fashionable. Standing down in the crowd is a natural. Only 1% of the world got dead. Only 1%. And I'm here to represent. Feeling like I'm heaven sent. Can't change what's meant. So it's heaven sent. And I do it for the kids. Small to the big. Change negative to positive. Cause I do it for the nation. Vitiligo, vitiligo, yeah. I do it for my people who just wanna be looked at equal. You ain't never seen nothing like this. Cause I'm part of the 1%.
Moves we making it moves. Steps we taking, six steps. I do it for the nation.
Sweat,
big nation.
Feel
it like a sensation.
I'm a sensation.
Biddy
ain't faking.
I do it for the nation.
Sweat,
feel like a nation. Do it for the 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 nation.
Yo, I do it for the kids like Jaden and Kenley. For the parents, for the family members that got somebody with vitiligo in their family. For the ones that got a friend with vitiligo, what's up? For the ones that don't show it and the ones that hate it. The ones that stay in the house with it. For the doctors and the scientists all around the world that's trying to get a cure for it. For everyone that embraced it, you know? For all the groups doing awareness. What's up, Denise Crooms? What's up, Denise Sawyer? For the politicians that passed the bill for vitiligo, what's up? For the ones that died with vitiligo. And for the ones that just got diagnosed with vitiligo, what's up? For everybody that with vitiligo around the world, the ones that deprived, can't get medication, I'm talking about, I do it for the Vit Nation. Jeez.
All right, now, now I'm going to say something about friendship. It's kind of ironic that you played two-tone song, but this is not the two tones that made that record, if I'm correct. Ain't that right, two-tone?
Yeah, that correct. That's I like that song. I believe that's one of the other brothers in the community.
Yeah, his name is Vinny. Vinny Two Tone. His name is Vinny Two Tone. But Two Tone is out of Atlanta. And Vinny is he's not from Atlanta at all, but he is a friend of mine, and I know who he is. But that wasn't his song, Miss Inez. What song
but
would you like to pull up
his,
on yours?
I do have a song pulled up for it. It's called Beautiful, so I'm getting ready to play that song.
All right, let's hear that. Let's hear that track, too.
All
and,
right.
And shout out to my
Thank
friend,
you.
Vinny Two Tone.
I wouldn't win a Grammy for this one. No cap. Not even for the money, though. I did this one for my people. I love you. I know we've been through a lot of things, but bit of like I love you. Always and forever. Love you, sir. Yeah.
And I wrote this song for the beautiful souls that suffer from the same condition I do. Love yourself, you're so beautiful, yeah. Vitiligo, you're so beautiful. And I wrote this song for the beautiful souls that suffer from the same condition I do. Love yourself, you're so beautiful, yeah. Vitiligo, you're so beautiful, yeah. Vitiligo. Suffer from the same condition I do. Love yourself, you're so beautiful, yeah. Vitiligo, you're so beautiful. I wrote this song to let the world know about this little old thing called vitiligo. People are hard, sometimes they can be rude, but no one will love you until you love you. One thing I know, God, don't make mistakes. You were made like this bird to be great. So you gotta love yourself, hold the mirror and pray. And learn to tell the things that you can't change. Oh, I said funny looks, yeah, I know that pain. But you can't change the picture God already painted. And once you love yourself, everything gon' change. And once you love yourself, no more sad days. No more sad days. Vitiligo, I love you. Vitiligo, you're beautiful. Vitiligo, love yourself.
Such a beautiful song.
That's the name of the song, Beautiful. And I want to
just
say,
right.
man, since I was turned on to the song, man, a lot of friendships have been brought together by that song, Mr. Two Tone. And let me just ask you, was that one of your missions to bring people and friendships together?
Yeah, more definitely. That was like my main thing, to bring people together and give people a hope. you know what I'm saying, and fellowship, you know, through music. So I'm glad and I'm thankful for, you know, all the hearts and minds and people that the song has touched thus far. And I also want to say that going forward, like, we just getting started. You know, World Vitiligo Day coming up in June. I don't know if the conference is going to be virtual or if we're actually going to be able to, you know, have a actual physical conference. But I'm definitely looking forward to relaunching that campaign and, you know, bigger than ever this year.
Well, I just want to say that, man, we really, truly thank you for coming on the show tonight, man. And, you know, the song is so inspiring to many people, especially to myself. And I watched people become friends who didn't know each other by the song. And I'm so proud of the song. It has taken off the way it has. And that I've gotten the opportunity to meet you. And the word is out, man. You just got married. Is there any truth to that? Let the people in the community know that.
Yeah. I've been married. September will be 2 years I've been married. So, you know,
okay.
You know, I'm forever thankful for that. You know, finding a life partner, just being able to be happy, you know, and experience love, you know, way it can. So, I'm definitely enjoying the married life.
So let me just say this before we go. And we have a commercial break. Before we go, what would you like to say to the audience tonight, Tuton? What would you like to say to them in reference to friendship with Vitiligo?
That, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. You know what I mean? So, like, Vitiligo is like a child that needs care and love. And I think the foundation of uplifting our community revolves exactly around, you know, friendships and relationships. Us seeing friends and fellowshipping and lifting each other up, you know, whenever it's needed. So I definitely think that, you know, friendships and relationships are vital, you know, in our community. And, you know, we're here to lift each other for the rest of our days.
All right, man. Well, we once again thank you, Tuton, on behalf of Ms. Inez and myself. We appreciate you calling in, man, and being part of the show tonight. And we got a commercial break coming up, but once again, man, thank you for coming in, and we appreciate you.
Thank y'all for having me.
And Mr. Tuton, right, we'd like for you to stay with us, you know, and, you know, be part of the conversation since you and Perry are friends, and we're talking about friendship with Vitiligo. That would be wonderful if you stayed with us. And then also, later on in the show, we'd like for you to expound on Vitiligo Day and the Vitiligo Conference, if you would.
Yes, ma'am. No problem.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. Who among us doesn't love a great dinner at our favorite restaurant? These days, that's easier said than done. But what if I told you could get top-tier restaurant-quality food from local sources in the safety and convenience of your own home? I'm proud to tell you, Farmers and Fishermen is ready to serve.
We are a Greater Atlanta home delivery service that supplies the finest fresh meats, seafood, specialty items from different pantries of delectables that we deliver to the consumer's home. Prior to March 16th, we supplied the finest 125 restaurants in Greater Atlanta with steak and seafood. And then what we ended up doing is, in response to COVID-19, I pivoted the business to also add home delivery service. We have a delivery system, we have a reach to thousands of consumers, but what we also understand is that a lot of small farmers or chefs who are preparing specialty items, they may have the best products, but they don't have a way to get it to the consumer. So what we've done is we've worked with them where we're aggressively promoting their products. And I take great pride in keeping as many people working as possible. I've always been fanatical on food safety, safe handling, safe procedures. When COVID-19 came about, what we did is we said, let's design the model to the exact way that a consumer would want. Our drivers call the customer beforehand and we confirm where does he want the delivery. We may deliver it right on their steps. everything we do as far as masks for our drivers, gloves for our drivers, our extensive testing of our employees, the things that we do, we're trying to be fanatical about it. The average price per plate on the protein is extremely affordable. So you get to enjoy the finest products that would be available in Atlanta restaurants. You get to enjoy it in your home. So a consumer can either, one, go onto our website, www.farmersandfishermen.com. On our website, they can go in, place in the orders, we'll call back, we'll do a confirmation, and we're delivering the next day. Or alternatively, they can talk to our operators, and many of our operators are longtime chefs that can help them navigate our selection. And we're delivering next day delivery 6 days a week in Greater Atlanta. And here's the neatest thing, especially by working through Trustdale. All someone has to do, place an order, see it. If they're not happy, we're gonna make it completely right.
Let's Do It Radio at doitallinthemall.com. We're online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that includes holidays.
And we are returning back from our commercial breaks. Thank you so much. And Perry? So,
yes.
Did you know that there were different levels of friendships?
No, I didn't. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. And as I Googled friendships, I found that there are 5 levels. And if you don't mind, I'm going to be playing a clip on the different 5 levels. And after that, we can have you and Two Tone joining that conversation. And anybody else out there listening, the call-in number is 845-241-9985. And we'll talk about, you know, how you all got to be friends where you, you know, as there are different levels. So once you hear this commercial, once you hear this clip, we can discuss that.
Hey, Psych2Goers. Welcome back to another Psych2Go video. Have you ever wondered how friendships develop? Do you want to know how someone goes from being a stranger to being your best friend? While there's no widely accepted theory on the formation of friendships in social psychology yet, there is still a natural progression that is easy to observe. So, here are the 5 levels of friendship. Level 1, strangers. Before you become friends with anyone, you start out as strangers. While you certainly know of each other, like their name or what they look like, your relationship is still very superficial. Maybe you see them pass by in the hallways, or you run into them on your way home. You're still yet to introduce yourself. What matters most at this stage is the impressions you make. A good enough impression may pique their interest and make them want to get to know you more. And with continued interaction, it won't take long for you to go from being strangers to acquaintances. Level 2, acquaintances. An acquaintance is someone you know to a slight degree. You might exchange names and contact information with them, but you only ever reach for important, usually work-related reasons. You may have become acquaintances with someone because you enjoy making small talk in class or at work. Your interactions are occasional, friendly, and polite. Some people may even stay acquaintances for years without ever developing a friendship. But when you start to spend more time with them outside of work or school and get closer to them, your relationship may turn into a friendship. Level 3, casual friends. Casual friends are all about shared interests, fun activities, and enjoying each other's company. You see them every once in a while to have fun with them, but you'd never call them after a breakup or go out of your way just to see them. Casual friends are defined by exploration. At this point, you're willing to share more about yourself, but you're only presenting them with the best version of who you are. Your connection with them is still uncertain, and so you often keep them at an emotional distance. You're happy to spend time with them, but don't yet feel comfortable letting them see you lose control or break down and cry. Level 4, close friends. When you're close friends with someone, it means you've accepted them into your inner circle. It may take a long time to reach this stage, since a strong bond of mutual trust, commitment, and a comfortable sense of familiarity is usually needed. Most of us may be careful about who we let into our lives and who we allow ourselves to be vulnerable to. you can always count on a close friend to be there for you when you need them. They cheer you on and listen to your rants. They're part of your weekend and summer plans. While not all close friends end up becoming lifelong best friends, your friendship is still very much worth cherishing. And level 5, intimate friends. Casual friends may come and go, and close friends may drift apart, but a best friend stays with you forever. They're the ones you trust most, the ones who have stood by your side since the very beginning, and the ones whose happiness is just as important as your own. Intimate friends share a deeper level of connection than close friends. They keep all your deepest, darkest secrets and know things about you no one else does. You're not afraid to speak your mind around them because you feel like you have nothing to hide. You're comfortable letting them see you at your rawest and most vulnerable. Do you have a casual friend?
Yes, that clip is 5 levels of friendship. So let's let's discuss those levels. How did you and Two-Tone meet, Mr. Perry?
Well,
Mr. Two-Tone?
Two-Tone.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm gonna say me and Two-Tone, we met on Facebook. Then we met Two-Tone.
Yeah, we met on Facebook.
We met on Facebook. It took us about a year before we actually got in contact with each other on the physical. But we were easily on level one from the beginning, strangers, and then real quickly we became acquaintances, and then level 3 we just jumped into that, and now we're close friends. and I would say we're even at level 5. We're intimate friends because we talk about other things other than just vitiligo. So. I like to not allow the guest the opportunity to say the things that he thinks occurred about us being friends as well.
Go ahead, Mr. Two-Tone.
Yeah, I met Mrs. Perry on Facebook. I was always moved by the fact I always noticed him in the Facebook community. A man of action. That always caught my eye. His man of action. You know, that I always seen him. You know, every day I see him posting and talking and giving people inspiration and stuff. So, And like I said, he said we started all. It was like strange. We met on Facebook, and then it kind of went from, once I got to know Mr. Perry, it kind of turned into like. A mentorship, he became like a mentor, And as we started to talk more, I started realizing that we had a lot more in common than what I thought. Me and Mr. Perry share some of the same struggles and obstacles, in life. So we kind of resonated with that, to the fullest. And I'm a person of action too, so I saw a lot of similarities there. And now, we talk about everything, Mr. Perry is somebody that I trust, that I know I can go to, about anything, talk about anything, anytime. And it's rare that you have people that you can, outlet yourself to and talk to like that. And the basis of our existence to each other was the actual, us having vitiligo, So I truly believe that vitiligo, being the foundation of a lot of people's existence truly leads to a lot of other beautiful things.
And and just like Mr. Two-Tone said, it is even really ironic that Mr. Two-Tone was first introduced to the community by Ms. Denise Chambers. And Denise was one of the first people I actually met in Washington, D.C. on the first World Vitiligo Day conference. And she and I had become friends just like her and Two-Tone. And I spoke to Denise maybe about a month and a half ago, just checking on her. And it's, mm-hmm. it's so ironic, man, that the song Beautiful is a hopeful song. And I don't know if Two-Tone knew at the time how impactful it was going to be, but he really has changed some people's lives. And with the TikTok version of Beautiful, people have just come out the woodworks, and I just want to always remind you, man, it's phenomenal when you can change people's lives through your music, and that's another form of friendship. Right now, your music is a casual is a casual or acquaintances of knowing who you are just by, man, I would like to meet this guy. I just think it's wonderful because you didn't know anybody and you put the song out and now it's bringing it's allowing people to have friendships. So once again, man, I give my hats off to you, man. And just so many other things are going to come your way, man. So keep doing what you're doing. And tonight, I'm glad they invited you on the show because you got a voice, man, and we want you to be a powerful voice in this community.
Yes, you do.
To continue on bringing anything you want to do. And any night you want to host a show, you let us know, and we'll have you host a show, and you can do some things, man, and just get involved. And so people can continue to hear some of your new music, because this station are heard all across the country. So there ain't no sense of not allowing your opportunity to be heard every other Friday. Come on, man. We might showcase a song for them so people can hear your stuff. If that's up to you, though, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And not only is it heard nationwide, it's heard worldwide. We were looking at stats today, and it's been reaching just basically all over the world. It's been just wonderful to see the increase of people listening to Let's Do It Radio. And I know Ms. Sharon wanted to say something. Go ahead, Sharon.
Well, you know, I appreciate Two-Tone. He's been with us, God, I think probably 2 or maybe 3 years now, and he's always come on and talked. And what I love about him the most is this, we're talking about friendship, is when you call him, he's there. He knows we work with Villalobos community for a long time, and when I call, he's always there. He's there, and that's powerful to me, and I appreciate that in him. And he knows, I want him to come back and be on the Villalobos show. You know, we do this every other Thursday. I know we've stopped and we've kind of
Friday.
Every other Friday, excuse me. We've went a distance because of coronavirus, but it's time for us, Two-Tone, to bring our community back together. Let's get Denise and get everybody back talking with Terry, because this show is you guys' show. This is about your community, and you guys have to make sure that they have the help and the guidance and the love that they need. So, yes, Two-Tone, I need you, like I always tell you. So I do want you to put it on the calendar and be here and help Perry, walk this journey.
Yes, ma'am, most definitely.
Okay, I'm turning it back over to you. And thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, just like we're talking about, it's like almost quarter tier. Just like we're talking about friendships in the Villalobos community, for myself, I've never experienced real harsh friendships in the community, but I do know that people are human, and we hope that in our community that there aren't any real strains of negativity when it comes down to relationships in our community, because our community is about building people up, not tearing them down, and I don't see why a person would want to come into this community and not be of love and peace, because that's what we're illustrating through our journeys. Every journey that I've been through with Villalobos has started off, if not always, with love and appreciation and gratitude, So we want to keep that going, and that's why it's so important to have our brother Two-Tone on here and Ms. Inez to even have you on here. Now you didn't even know Mr. Two-Tone. You didn't know it, but there's two Two-Tones. But this is Two-Tone. His name is Two-Tone, and they got one named Vitty Two-Tone. Okay? So you know who you're talking to, right? The one you're talking to now is Two-Tone from Atlanta, Georgia. And I think Vitty Two-Tone is from – he's from another part of the like the Chicago area or somewhere, or Florida. He's from Florida, actually. So hopefully one day we'll get Vitty
That's
on
where
there. Vitty Two-Tone and Two-Tone on. And play some of their music, so maybe they can get a collaboration doing something around the country. And we want to empower people to come to the station, so that we can continue doing these things And at this point, it don't cost you nothing to bring the to bring your followers on here to listen to what Vitiligo is about and what you are about. So it is now quarter till, man. And I, Two-Tone, I know you have things you got to do, but I just wanted to say at the end of this segment, if you need to go or if you want to stay on, it's your choice, but we would love to have you. But at this point, we're getting ready to go into another commercial set, and because it's quarter seven, and we finish when we wrap this up at 7 o'clock. So once again, if you got something to do, we understand. But if you're gonna finish up with us, if we call you and you're here, we know you're here. And I just want to say again to Miss Inez, thank you for having both Two-Tone and myself on the show, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Miss Inez is in Tampa, and we really appreciate you. All right.
Thank you. And you know when you feel alone and it seems like you have no friends? Well, we will return to Vibing with Vitiligo after these two lovely ladies, Whitney Houston and CeCe Winans, sing Count on Me and the commercial. And I'd like to send the shout out to Perry and to Two-Tone because it seems like you guys are friends and and you can count on each other.
Please leave me alone. Did you know that Charles Feltman invented the hot dog right here in Coney Island? One thing my dad and I agree upon is that Feltman's of Coney Island is the best tasting hot dog. Feltman's hot dogs are all beef, all natural, with no nitrates added, so they're safe for kids to eat. Feltman's hot dogs are the best hot dogs I have ever had in my entire life. Finally, something that kids and grown-ups can agree upon. You can find Feltman's at Fairway, King's, Balducci, Stop & Shop, Big Y in Connecticut, and ship nationwide at feltmansofconeyisland.com.
And welcome back. Okay, our vendors that you just heard and all of our vendors throughout the show can be found under the stores, under the homepage of Do It All in the Mall, which you can browse while listening to any of our shows. And when you shop, we earn a commission on qualified purchases, which goes back into the community. It goes back into your community. So you can help us and support us by taking it through doitonthemall.com on the homepage under stores. And Perry, I have something for you. You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we try to get the two tones together for our next show?
I will try,
So that we can, you know, as soon as we can get that information, we can get it out, and then we can, you know, promo it, and then we'll have even a larger audience for the two tones and our man of action to talk about. And that'd be wonderful if you can. If you're not, just let me know. And then we'll go from there. But thank you so much for at least speaking to someone who you know as a friend. And that's going to be a good show, I believe. I believe it's going to be a really good show. So thank you. And thank you for coming back with us. And the call-in number, if you're still out there, is 845-241-9985. And Mr. Perry, you have anything else on topics? For friendship?
Well, I just want to say before we end tonight, it's very important that friendships grow. And tonight we had five different levels of friendship. And becoming a great friend, you're going to experience one of the five along the way. So I encourage friendship. And for the week after next, when we come back, we're trying to build our audience, and we just want to let you know thank you for all those who are listening and have listened tonight. And remember, your friends need to count on you, and we're going to be your friends right here on Vibing with Vitiligo. And my name is Perry, the Vitiligo Man of Action, and Miss Inez, and I look forward to seeing you a week from today.
Yes. 2 weeks from today, yes. So please join in the Vitiligo community because we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have you on our show and on our discussion. And that number is 845-241-9985. I'm going to play a short clip on Vitiligo Friends social network. And then after that, we'll have another short commercial. And then we'll be ending our show. I so appreciate you, Perry, for joining us this evening, along with Mr. Two Tone out of Atlanta, Georgia, not out of Vidi, out of Chicago, but hopefully we can get
Florida,
the two together.
Florida,
thank you, Florida. So maybe I can see if I can't find him myself, but thank you ever so much.
All righty.
Hi, I'm Steve Hargadon. I'm the creator of a social network for educators called Classroom 2.0, and I also have a skin disorder called vitiligo. It's the loss of pigment on your skin, and it's the Michael Jackson disorder. So I had a lot of experience with social networking as a way of connecting educators and doing something that wasn't traditionally seen as social networking, or in an environment education that wasn't traditionally seen as social networking friendly. And that experience provided me with the platform or understanding to think about starting a network for people with vitiligo. Now, my vitiligo is relatively difficult to see because I'm fair-skinned, but for a lot of people, vitiligo is an enormously debilitating disorder. And they feel alone and lonely and are often not excited about going outside and being seen. So when I started vitiligofriends.org, it was sort of an immediate outpouring of interest in communicating in this way, and a sense of relief from people that they could meet each other. And for me, this is part of a much larger picture of the long tail. It's the idea that there are all of these places, all of these things that we care about that traditionally have required a lot of investment to organize or be involved in, that we can now do for essentially free for our time. And that places like Vitiligo Friends are going to crop up, have cropped up, are cropping up all over the place around health issues, social issues, issues of passion. That there are all kinds of ways we can be highly participative in areas of our life that we care about. And for me, that's a huge change and a huge one for the positive. Thank you.
And thank you. Do It All in the Mall does not own the rights to any of the music, clips, or commercials heard on the radio broadcast today. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. And we just want to say thank you to Perry Whaley, Vitiligo Man of Action, on Vibing with Vitiligo, with Friendships with Vitiligo, and to Mr. Two-Tone out of Atlanta for joining us on this discussion. And, of course, our Do It All in the Mall worldwide listeners, we look forward to you joining us as we are back in a couple of weeks, as we had stress. And we're trying to get the two tones together to see if we can have a really good show. And so you are welcome to go to the homepage under Let's Do It Radio, located on the right-hand side, and click on the picture. There you'll find all of our speakers, and you can revisit and listen to all the episodes and see what's coming up at your leisure while shopping and Do It All in the Mall. And you have been listening to Let's Do It Radio down on the homepage, as well as past shows on doitallinthemall.com, which is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall providing over 5,000 of your favorite shows, as well as stores you may not be familiar with. You can shop for anything you need while listening to great entertainment, all in the comfort of wherever you may be. And when you shop through the mall, we earn a commission on qualified purchases, which goes back to your communities and not into our pockets. But the thing is, you have got to shop for us to earn that commission. The more you shop, the more funds we build up and are able to return to your communities where your money matters. So shop with us and you, yes, you can change lives and make lives matter. You can make that difference wherever you are. So take a tour and peruse the website to help us be successful. Make Do It All in the Mall your shopping headquarters where your support counts. We welcome donations as well. And to make that happen, click on the donation button or the donate button on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. Maybe you might want to be a guest on one of our future shows. You have that burning topic to be discussed. Well, you can contact us by emailing us at doitallinthemall@yahoo.com and complete the contact us information on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. Or you can call us at 509-406-6920 or 813-900-7911. And we would love for you to advertise your business with us on Let's Do It Radio. Our one-time initial startup fee is $240 with a recurring monthly fee of $20. We thank you so much for joining us this evening, and thanks to all of you for listening to Let's Do It Radio. You Do It All in the Mall, which is our sponsor, down on the homepage. I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez of Anais Falco Designs, broadcasting to you out of Tampa. Have a blessed night, and please be safe and be yourself and make a friend, because those are people you can count on. But most of all, just do it all in the mall. Have a wonderful evening, and we will see you next Tuesday at 3 p.m.